welcome to the Producers Journal podcast. My name is Derek. Thank you for joining me today. Today I'm going to talk about a handful of stuff. Again, just updating you on my current situation here as a producer. And as I always say, if you're looking for a three-point lesson or a 10-part course, this is not the podcast for you. I will be producing stuff like that for other divisions of this business, but this podcast is for me to just come here and vent a little bit in hopes that you learn a little bit from my stories. Even if you're not a producer, maybe something will click for you and you just enjoy listening to my voice. Who knows? But I'm glad to be here. This is presented to you by Shelby Row Productions. Go to Instagram at Shelby Row Productions LLC and our website, ShelbyRowProductions.com. And please click on my Patreon link in the description if you'd like to throw me a dollar tip per month and a way to help support this podcast. It would be greatly appreciated and go a long way. All right, a lot of stuff to get to today. So today was a special day because I got an email that really just made my day, made my week, made my month, made my year. I was at the gym with my trainer, finished up my session, was in the locker room getting my stuff, and what I do is I'll sit down and chill and catch my breath, and then, of course, you know, open up my phone and check emails, right? And there was an email from Sibini Swatzina. She's the head director of the local Chamber of Commerce here in Hernando, Mississippi. It's called Main Street Chamber of Commerce. Excuse me. I just ate Subway like an hour ago. Probably not a good idea. And let me read the email. Check this out. It blew me away. She says, Derek, your name was mentioned as a possible candidate for one of our open board positions. I wanted to take a second to reach out to you to see if you would have time to speak with me sometime this week about our board and see if serving with us and for us might be something you would like to do. This email is just to take a second to reach out to you to see if you would like to meet with me. We have a great group of board members, and this is the key right here. This is what made me the happiest. We have a great group of board members, and I know you would be a wonderful asset to our board. Thanks, Sibini Swatzina, Executive Director, Hernando Main Street Chamber of Commerce. That shit blew me away today. Obviously, I responded saying, yep, let's meet. Would love to talk about it. And I'm absolutely doing it. I don't know what the process is. I don't know if you get voted in. I don't know how this works. But I'm going to do everything I can to be on that damn committee, because that would just be such an amazing learning experience. I have no idea what a board member does in any field. I don't know. But if they are thinking of me to the point where they reach out to me uniquely, ask me if I'm interested, hell yeah, let's go. So I finally heard back from Sibini, and we scheduled a meeting tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And what's great is because my studio is located right downtown Hernando, I'm literally a 2 minute walk from my studio to Sibini's office with the chamber. So I'm just going to walk down that hill and pop in and listen to what they have to say and start a new journey here as potentially being a board member for the chamber. I'm all in. It's not a matter if I want to do it or not. It's a matter if they ultimately let me in, however that process is. So I will keep you updated on that. Totally made my day. But in a way, it kind of distracted me too. I haven't been able to focus as well because I drift off into, you know, daydream land and ponder that email that I got this morning. My last episode, I briefly touched on hiring a podcast guest booker. I believe I mentioned that I would talk about it in the next episode. So I want to catch up on that. I'm actually doing a little bit of hiring directly through Upwork. I got some things developing, not ready for announcing, but it's getting to that point where I need more help for me personally. People to do research, build lists, just writing, just some odd end like virtual assistant type stuff. And I need someone to help me book guests for podcasts for me, because I am ramping up to host a bunch of different things here. So I met up with a lady on Upwork, and she is helping me with building lists of, you know, LinkedIn groups and all the places to find CEO newsletters and all kinds of different marketing research stuff. And then I spoke with this gentleman by the name of Ryan yesterday, and great kid, hit it out of the park. When I connected with him on Upwork, the job was for market research. And that's where I found the lady. Let me get her name. I don't have her name. So he applied to that position. But what I loved about the lady's name is Pamela. So Pamela and Ryan proposed for the same job. It was called market research for Shelbyville Productions. Ryan came in with all the right aspects that I was looking for that, but he also came in with a background of podcasting and running a team. And I thought that was excellent, because I always want to work with someone if they know podcasting, because then I can train them to do anything else. But if they truly grasp, podcasting, then it's someone that I can incorporate in the team as a leader, like a task manager, or I can make this kid the guy that to book guests for me. And that was what hit me. I was like, because he also has a lot of experience in outbound calls, marketing, sales. He checked off a lot of boxes. So I booked a time with him, knowing that he wasn't going to get the job that he proposed for, because I had other ideas for him. And we met over Zoom, and it went great. He's 1 year out of college, young kid, hustling out there, trying to get experience. And come to find out, like, his superpower, what he loves doing the most, is cold calling people. I'm like, man, you're like a damn unicorn in my world. So let's do this. So we talked about the guest booking aspect and how I'm going to need help with that. The Real Hernando. And I'm going to be starting another series on my YouTube channel. Not totally ready to announce it in any way yet, but I definitely want to put together another podcast that comes out on a regular basis, probably weekly. It's going to be YouTube exclusive, and it's going to be local and recorded in my studio with people in the surrounding area from where I am all the way up north of Memphis. And it's going to be musicians. I'll stop being cagey about it. I want to start a podcast in support of local music, musicians, artists meaning songwriters, not artists like painters. I want to be pretty niche that this is a music-related series that I'm thinking of doing and really have high hopes for. Because I know a lot of people in North Mississippi and Memphis, Tennessee, that are amazing musicians, and I've played with them before, or I just have met them. And then between then that next layer, I'm like one degree removed from everybody. It's like I could pull up all the people that I've met personally, and because of them, be introduced to everybody else. I'm fully confident of that. So it's easy for me to book guests, and they're local people, and I think that's what made The Real Hernando somewhat successful and engaging, because it's for this community. The guests are in this community. and the community wants to know more about these people in the community. And it just, I've experienced this neat upswelling of people talking about it. So that's cool. So why not do it for the music side of things and try to help support the little people? But also it's a chance for me to just catch up with old friends and invite them into the studio and use the studio. This is what I built it for. Throw up a camera, you know, and talk into nice mics across from each other and do like an interview style podcast for this channel, for my channel. So that's where Ryan comes in. He's going to be helping me with all that stuff. So that was a long-winded story behind my two hires, especially Ryan, but that is what I've done over the last week or so is incorporated these people. I did another thing today. Let me check the time here. Real quick, I did, on the tech side of things, I posted the four SM57s that I have for sale on Facebook Marketplace. I haven't checked back in. I don't know if I got any bites or anything, but I decided I'm not going to use any of them. I've got four of them, brand new. They all have windscreens, brand new, never been used. And I'm never going to use them. So I'm like, well, one of the dilemmas I've had in the back of my mind is if when I'm interviewing two people, well, the table station is only set up for two with the boom arms and the SM7Bs. Obviously, I have these other microphones and plenty of XLR cables and tabletop stands I can put on the table for that third person. So there's absolutely, you know, I have every way possible to incorporate a third person, even a fourth person. I can go four people on this thing. But typically it's going to be one-on-one and then once in a while, two guests, and usually not much more than that. So I'm like, well, what's that third microphone going to be on those specific episodes? Do I want to have two SM7Bs, then SM57 sound like dog shit? So I'm like, all right, let's buy another SM7B. So then I'll have a total of four, one at my desk, two that are always set up on the podcast station, and then the fourth one, but the third one for the table, only brought out when needed. But as much as, you know, I'm going to pump the brakes a little bit on the spending, and I'm not going to buy my new SM7B until someone buys all these 57s from me and move the money over and get that microphone. So that's what's going on there. A long time ago, I mentioned something about being a part of a 60th anniversary of a business here in town that's putting on an event, and they asked me to have a booth for this event. Now, it's Wesley Meadows Retirement Community, and they were on the podcast, and I've gone into detail on this, but one of the directors there asked me if I could do an episode with them so they can introduce their new incoming sales marketing director. I agreed. We finally did it. It went really well. Built a good relationship with them to the point where it's looking like they're going to be one of our sponsors next year for The Real Hernando. And then the lady that I interviewed on the podcast called me out of the blue and was like, hey, we're doing this 60th anniversary celebration for our business here, and we're inviting all the family from our residents, and we're promoting this for the community and public, and we're going to have booths, and we would love for you to have a booth. And I'm thinking, well, what am I going to do? What is this booth supposed to be? They're like, well, figure it out. You know, we would love to have The Real Hernando and Shelbyrough Productions involved with it. And oh, by the way, it's Dr. Seuss themed. Say what? She's like, yeah, it's going to be super fun. I'm like, how on earth am I going to incorporate a podcast into a booth that is supposed to be Dr. Seuss themed? Let me repeat that. Dr. Seuss. It's been Dr. Seuss. But of course I agreed to it, and it was something that I just kept pushing to the side. I'm like, I have no idea how I'm going to do it, but I have a month, and it's like a term paper in college or whatever. You're like, I have 3 months to write this thing. I don't need to do it today. I don't need to do it today. And before you know it, you have 5 days to do it. You know, and I'm not doing that with this, but it definitely was a couple of weeks of pushing it to the side. So finally, Heather is the lady's name that's asking me to do this. She emailed to just confirm, and I was honest with her. I was like, I'd love to do this, but I don't know what to do, and it's making me a little nervous. I just don't quite understand how I'm going to incorporate this into that theme. And she came back with some ideas, and I hit her with an idea, and she's going to check with her boss to see if it's okay. But we decided, before thinking about decorating for the theme, what am I going to do at this booth? And we thought it was kind of cool if I did quick interviews with whoever, residents, employees, family of residents, anyone visiting the event, anyone that wants to get on there and talk about Wesley Meadows, what it means to them. Well, let's have a little booth, a little tripod, put up the phone, 3-minute interview with somebody, boom, instantly just push right out on social media as a way to promote Wesley Meadows. They like the idea. And then I'm like, well, I still need help decorating. I have no idea what I'm doing. She's like, listen, just get you a card table, get you a red table cover, red, white, and blue balloons, and order a Dr. Seuss t-shirt. You're good to go. Done. And I was like, I can do that. You know, I have no problem buying a cart table and buying the supplies. Because, okay, that's easy. Okay. And that made me feel a lot better. Now to the point where I hope they like my idea about doing those quick interviews. So we're at that point here. The lady that's ultimately going to green light that idea is on vacation. So I'm not going to really hear about any of it until next week. This is all leading to me telling you that I bought a Dr. Seuss shirt for this. Let me pull it up here. And someone told me about this title, and I never really heard much about it in the Dr. Seuss world. And it was kind of explained to me what the theme was, but and figuring that it might fit sort of the vibe of community. But I went ahead and bought it because I think it's just a cool message. If you look at the t-shirt, it says, oh, the places you'll go. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? The places you go. I like that. When I read that, I think, man, if you just take a chance, the places you'll go. Oh my God, the places you'll go. If you just give yourself a chance and try to make a dream come alive, or just try to fulfill an idea, whatever it may be, if you really sit back and smell the roses, you're like, oh, wow, I've done a lot of things over the last 6 months that would have never existed in my life if not for taking this chance, making that decision. And I'm living proof of that. The day I chose to start a podcast for Hernando, little did I know that I would be in a position where I'm potentially going to be a board member for the Chamber of Commerce. And there's a big arc and storyline between that, potential sponsors, and other things I got boiling on that really, when you point it all the way back, it all germinated because of the Real Hernando podcast. So, oh, the places you'll go. And I'm already going to places I never thought I'd go. So that's why I bought that shirt. It was $20. They had my size. Done deal. And it might be something I wear normally. The colors are okay. You know, it's not radical. But that's it. I wanted to tell you about this t-shirt at the very beginning, but I'm like, A, I got to catch up on some other things. And B, there's a lot of context behind this shirt. I can't just come out of nowhere and be like, hey, guess what? I bought a Dr. Seuss shirt. Oh, the places you'll go. Oh, and now let's talk about my microphones. You'd be like, what? The hell are you talking about? So hopefully you stuck around to the end here. And now you know why I'm going to be wearing a Dr. Seuss t-shirt at a booth with balloons, a camera, and a tripod at a 60th anniversary celebration for a community retirement residential establishment. Average age is probably 80. So we'll see if they even know what the word podcast is. But if they don't, they're going to find out. And I'll let you know more when this stuff starts happening and unraveling. But until next time, y'all, have a great night.